All right, Rebbe, so let's begin. So I want to kind of over this next couple of weeks, although we've traditionally learned the Torah Rabbi Nachman, I want to focus maybe on some of the other Chassidish Svarim as well, and Gidolei Chassidus as well. And I actually brought an incredible set of Svarim this week titled Baal Shem Tov HaSholim. So it's all the Baal Shem Tov's Torah on a variety of different topics. Ah, Zil, thank you very much. Shkoch, thank you. Thank you. So, he happens to have a beautiful piece here. He goes in the order of the Aleph base, and he starts with the concept of Avos. And he outlines over here a concept that I think is just so dramatically amazing. Let's take a look. So, paragraph A. Bezor Parshas Lech Lecha. He quotes over here the Zor Parshas Lech Lecha. Vahi kasher hikriv lavo mitzrayim. So he quotes over here the pasuk. Whatever Avinu, remember again, so just to reorient ourselves a little bit. Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu goes ahead and uproots himself from his ancestral homeland. Ultimately, comes to Canaan, and as soon as he gets to Canaan, he encounters regional famine. So the Torah says that when there's famine, he goes ahead and he's ready to relocate to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. So the Torah says, Vahi kasher hikriv labo mitzrayim. As he's coming close to Egypt, Avram turns to Sarah and he says to Sarah, Imri na achosiat. Tell them that you're my sister. Tell them that you're my sister. Fine. So skip paragraph B. Imri achosiat, kima da'at amar emor lachachma achosiat. So over here, the Baal Shem Tov is quoting from the Zohar. So the Zohar said that when Avram Avinu told Sarah, tell everyone that you're my sister, that's very reminiscent of the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Emar l'chachma achosi. Tell chachma, tell wisdom, that you are my sister. Okay, so that's the end of the passage of the Zohar. Vayehi kasher hikriv lavo mitzrayma, as they're coming down to Egypt, Avram tells Sarah, Imrina achosia, tell them that you're my sister. And the Zohar quotes, my sister, Emar l'chachma achosi. Tell chachma, tell wisdom, that she is my sister. So says the Baal Shem Tov. Ula havin zeh. Nira lomar de kasha, the nisyare lama yara the mitzrayim below rushos kimavor sham. So the shayla the Baal Shem Tov deals with is, if Avraham Avinu was scared, then why does he go to Mitzrayim to begin with? Now the truth is, there's a much more involved discussion and topic about generally, did Avraham Avinu do the right thing in relocating to Egypt because of famine? So the Machlokas Rashi in the Ramban says Avraham Avinu made a mistake. He shouldn't have gone down to Egypt. Rashi on the other hand says that no, Avraham Avinu did, Rashi and many of the other Mefarshim say, Avraham Avinu did the right thing, it was good. It was good ultimately again that he went down. But the Rebbe is saying, what's happening over here? Meaning, Avraham Avinu, says you're coming close to Egypt. Avram tells his wife, tell them you're my sister. Which I will say sounds like what? What does it sound like? What's Avram Avinu's state of being?
He's scared.
He's scared. It sounds like he's scared. But if he's scared or if he's unsure, he never consulted with God, right? He never spoke this out. He never ran the idea past that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the pshat? What's unfolding over here? So listen, this is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Paragraph C. Va'omer. Shu'ikur shoresh hadavar la'avodas Hashem v'sodo yodua ki hu de'ayil v'nofik. Also, we've spoken about, remember again, the Baal Shem Tov is the great grandfather of Rabbi Nachman. So we've seen this many times in Rabbi Nachman's writings, that life is all about ayil v'nofik, literally translated, going in and coming out. That life is a series of ups and downs. No one ever stays up, right? No one ever is always on at the apex or the zenith, right? No one's always on the top of their game and no one's always down. Life is a series of peaks and valleys. Sometimes we succeed and sometimes we fail. The ayo v'nofik, I go in, I come out. Ki adam mitzad klalu so mitovara, I afshar sheyeh tamid b'madrega achos. Paragraph D. Afil akidoshim ba'aretz ki lefamim ola, ulefamim yored. Ultimately, again, so says the Rebbe, something amazing. Since a person is comprised, ultimately, again, of good and evil, right? The person is comprised of good things and not so good things. So by definition, at times I'm going to be up, and at times I'm going to be low, right? At times, ultimately, again, I'm going to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and then at other times, ultimately, I am not. This is the concept of Bosa that we see often. He calls it, Rabbi Nachman calls it, Ratzav Veshov, going forward and coming back. Baal Shem Tov calls it going in and coming out. Going in and out. The Nate and Rebbe say, isn't this an incredible idea? Because really what the Rebbe is saying over here is that sometimes the one thing you cannot expect in life is consistency. Right? Consistency, we know, is something that all of us struggle with in different ways. And the reason we struggle with consistency is because as people, it's almost virtually impossible to remain consistently consistent. Because at the end of the day, since I am comprised of Tov and Ra, good and not so good, sometimes I'll be on my game and sometimes I won't. This is really an incredible yisod. If just for this, it's worth it to read this piece. Because it will say, sometimes when we fail and when we fall in life, we beat ourselves up so much because we have of ourselves some expectation of like perfection, right? Some expectation that somehow we're always supposed to be doing the right thing and always supposed to be on our best behavior. And when we're not, we beat ourselves up and we're so hard on ourselves. Says the Rebbe, failure is par for the course, right? Falling is par for the course. Falling into the valleys of life, that's the way it works. Life is an in and an out, an up and a down, a forward and a backwards. Paragraph E. V'achacham asher einav b'rosho. But a chacham who is truly wise, literally translated, whose eyes are in his head, which means someone who is truly wise. Kodem sheyirid nitzrayimo. V'hu yirida mimadregaso shahaya batchila. This is truly beautiful. So the concept, says the Rebbe, the metaphor of going down to Mitzrayim. What does it mean, going down to Mitzrayim? So Mitzrayim, right, is the same shoresh as Mitzar, narrow straits, tzara, suffering. We all go down to Mitzrayim. Remember again, all of Chumash Bereishis, and certainly the stories of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, well, all what we call Maisa Avos Simul Banim. What happened to the patriarchs foreshadows what will happen to the children. So the idea that Avram was in Canaan representing the spiritual peak, and what happens? Vayhi kasher hikriv lavo Mitzrayma. Even an Avram descends into Mitzrayim. Everyone descends into Mitzrayim. Everyone descends into the depths of their mistakes, their missteps, and their failures. But I was just in Canaan. I was just here in Canaan. It was wonderful. Okay, you could be in Canaan one day, right? In success, riding the wave of success one day. And you could be in Mitzrayim, right? You could be in the pits of Egypt, in the pits of failure the very next day. So what does the Chacham do? So the Chacham realizes that before he goes down to Mitzrayim, Tzarech l'kashres atzmo t'chila b'dveikos Hashem Yisbarach. So what does the Chacham do? Before the Chacham ultimately again goes down to Egypt, he figures out a way to bolster his relationship with God. The Chacham knows that at some point in time, I'm going to leave Canaan and descend into Mitzrayim. And if I want to be able to come back out of Mitzrayim, there's only one way to do it, which is bolster my relationship with Hashem now. Bolster your relationship with God before you go down to Egypt. Because, you know, both say, people go down to Egypt, right, to their personal Egypt, for a variety of different reasons. So people go down to Mitzrayim for a variety of different reasons. Sometimes people intentionally go down to Egypt. You'll say, why would anyone intentionally go down to Egypt? You know, people say sometimes the tzaddik has to lower himself into the pits of Egypt in order to bring other people up. Which means sometimes in life, you have to take 10 steps back in order to be able to take 12 steps forward. So sometimes you have to go in Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim is a necessary step ultimately for me to get to my Canaan. So whether I go to Mitzrayim intentionally because I have to accomplish, or whether I fall into my Mitzrayim because of my missteps, the goal is bolster yourself, spiritually strengthen yourself, so that when you go down to Mitzrayim, you will be able to come back out. Paragraph F. Imikshas atzmo tchila bedvika vechashika vechafitza ba'o yisparach, as loti parid bin hadvekis gam imyeri lisham, sheyiske lachzor v'lachas. We'll say this is such an incredible idea. If you strengthen your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even if you have to go down to Egypt, that relationship gives you the strength to come back up. It gives you the strength to come back out of Mitzrayim and to get back into Canaan. He goes on, he says something amazing. Ukamo, turn the page, paragraph G. This is where I'll say this is an incredible mashal. Ukimo, shehayored labar, kosheres atzmo tchila bechevel, kedei sheyochaz bo la'alos mehabar. Kach shoresh yisol heim Yaakov chevel nachaloso, le'echos bo bechevel zeh akosher bo yisparach, ve'la'alos bo, ve'zeh sod da'ayel v'nafek. We'll say this is incredible. What happens if a person has to go down into a well? Right? For whatever the reason. I drop something in the well, I have to go get what I dropped. So we'll say, what do you do? No one simply just goes into the well. Rather, what do? You tie a rope around your waist, right? You lower yourself into the well, but that rope is there. Why? That rope is there in order ultimately to pull you back out of the depths of the well. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so truly amazing. All of us go down into Mitzrayim. We all go down into our personal Egypt, right? Either by choice, sometimes we have to go, or sometimes, I think more often, we just fall in there because of our mistakes and our missteps. So I fall into Mitzrayim. So I say, how do you get out of Mitzrayim? So the goal is before you fall, tie a rope around your waist. What's that rope? That rope is the Ribono Shel Olam. If you do something to establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some level, to whatever degree possible, that human beings could attain of consistency in that relationship with Hashem, that's my rope. That's my rope. And if when I once I have that rope, even if I fall, and even if I descend into Egypt, that rope has the ability to pull me back out. And he says, paragraph H, this is so incredible. He says, Vizeo kavanas armavino alav shalom. Vizeo sha'amar. Kasher hikriv lava mitzrayim, la'ashkacha b'inun dargin, v'shelo yisha'er shama chas v'shalom, rak sheyiske la'alos misham, u'lisrachek me'uvde mitzrayim, rotzeh lomar levar hatov min hara. So we'll say, what happens? So Avraham Avinu is going down to Egypt. So remember, the Baal Shem Tov sees this entire thing as a dramatic metaphor. Metaphor not just Avraham Avinu, but for life. The metaphor being Avraham Avinu represents us. Avram is about to go into Egypt. The scariest part of going into Egypt is what? And will I be able to get out? Will I be able to pull myself back out? So says the Rebbe, how do you pull yourself out of Egypt? Well, before you go down, you tie the rope. You tie the rope around your waist, right? That rope, Rabbo says, what? That rope is our Avodas Hashem. That rope is whatever we're doing spiritually day in and day out and hopefully remaining consistent about. That's the rope I put around my waist, and that's the rope that pulls me back out of Egypt. So Avraham Avinu is coming down to Egypt. And watch this. Lekach hikriv atzmo la'kodesh baruch hu, kedikayos v'shuv lo ya'ale mora arosho, ki gam sheyered mitzrayim yedavok birasu yisbaruch, shureishes reishes chachma yiras Hashem. Paragraph I. So says the Rebbe, Avraham Avinu knew how to do this. Avraham Avinu knew that he had to go down to Egypt. So what does he do? He bolsters himself spiritually. He ties that spiritual rope around his waist. So I'm supposed to say, just to understand, what's the rope? What's the rope? The rope is whatever a person is doing consistently, day in and day out, in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So your rope could be your davening. Your rope could be your daf yomi. Your rope could be the Mishnah you learn. Your rope could be the tzedakah you give. Your rope could be a variety of different things. But your rope is something that you do day in and day out. That is a permanent fixture of your life. That's the rope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the rope of spirituality that you tie around your waist. And that rope is your insurance policy. That rope says that even if you fall down the well of Mitzrayim, even if you descend into the deepest pits of depravity, that rope is what allows you to climb back out. Because same if I'm climbing down the well, even if I lose my footing, and I fall, and I hit the bottom of the well with a thud, and even if I break a bunch of bones, that rope is still fastened to something outside of the well. And if I put my mind to it, I could pull myself out back by that rope. In life, in Ruchnius, in Yiddishkeit, you have to have a rope. have to ask myself, what is the rope I've created for myself? What is my lifeline? What is it? Rabotai, it doesn't have to be something dramatic. Like I said, it could be I daven every day. I learn every day. I give tzedakah every day. I do chesed every day. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Halavai all, Rabotai, you understand, the more things you do, the stronger the rope is, right? So I could have a rope that's made of one string, or I could have a rope that's multiple cords. So if I'm doing all of those things, I have a stronger, thicker rope. But even if I'm doing one of those things, at least I have a rope. And so when I go down to Mitzrayim, intentionally or unintentionally, when I fall into the pit of life, which inevitably happens, whenever we make our mistakes, I have the ability to pull myself out. That, says the Rebbe, is what's happening over here. Look how he ends, paragraph I. Vizeu Sha'amar, Imrina Achosiat. This is the meaning of the pasuk in Aram tells Sarah, tell them that you are my sister. So we'll say, what does this mean? Kimo emar lechachma achosiat. Bidivika kimo ach va'achos. So Rabbi said, listen to this. Says the Baal Shem Tov, everyone thinks that Avraham Avinu was speaking to Sarah. He wasn't speaking to Sarah. He was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imri na achosiat. Ribono shel Olam, tell me that you're going to be like my sister. Tell me you're going to be like my sister. What does that mean? He says, kimo ach va'achos kino de bazar. De bein ish v'ishto yocholi paridal yidei get. Because also, you know, a person can have a wonderful marriage, but you know, marriages are very easily dissolvable, right? The man gives his wife a get, it's done. It doesn't make a difference how long they've been married, doesn't make a difference how many kids they've had, doesn't make, nothing makes a difference. You give your wife a get, it's done. Masha'inkin ba'ach ba'achoso. It's different by a brother and sister, right? Even if you dislike your siblings, which could happen, lemaisa, they're still your siblings. There is no separation. You could choose not to talk to each other, right? But at the end of the day, the connection is there. Kasha zacharti b'pasek. So we'll say, if you look in the footnote over here, see quotes over here from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Toldos Yaakov Yosef was Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoi, who was one of the primary disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. So he writes over here as follows. This is incredible. Quotes over here. I didn't tell this Yaakov Yosef because it's in it's footnote Zion, right by the asterisk there. So look what he writes. A couple of lines in Shapir Shav Baal Shem Tov ala pasik mi tencha keach li yonik shdei imi vegam emtzaach abachutz eshkach or ashkech vegam lo yavozuli. So the pasik Rabbi over here says as follows. The pasik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would only treat me like your brother, like the one who nurses from your mother, if you find me outside, you will kiss me and you will not be embarrassed. What does that mean? Rabbi, look how beautiful this is. Sheyesh beiz min avas, writes the Baal Shem Tov. There are two different types of love. Yesh ava ben ish leishto. There's a love between a husband and a wife. Himehu ava behester. The love between a husband and wife, that love is often expressed privately. In general, again, you know, we'll say people have different behaviors with this, but the Baal Shem Tov says, in general, husband and wife don't really engage in public displays of affection, right? The husband's not going to kiss his wife in public, right? This is what Baal Shem Tov says. Rak ava behester betzino. The real love of a husband and wife, and even if a husband's going to give his wife a kiss on the cheek, the true intimate love between a husband and wife is expressed in private, right? It's not expressed publicly. V'yesh ava benach lachoso, obein aim leben. But then there's another type of love. A love between a brother and sister, a love between a mother and a son. Hinehu ava begalui, shafidu ha'ach yinashek lachoso b'fnei kol in cherpa. So interestingly enough, but yet a love and a brother and sister, right? A brother and a sister will kiss each other in public. There's no stigma attached to that, right? The husband and wife may be more reticent to engage in public displays of affection because the true nature of their love is expressed in privacy. But a brother and a sister will give each other a kiss, give each other a hug, even in public. There's no busha, there's no cherpa on that. V'atam, get ready for this. Kiaschalas ha'ava shebein ish leishto, hu besod, kimo kein kol ava beseser. It's very simple. The most intimate bonds of a husband and wife are forged in private. So that love takes on a more private nature. For a brother and sister, the nature of their connection and relationship is known to everyone, right? It's a public relationship. It's a visible relationship. V'ha'inyon, So the Rebbe says, for a husband to engage in an intimate act with his wife in the shuk, not appropriate. But for a brother to kiss his sister in the shuk, no problem. Right? It's a public love. It's interesting. I'd love to talk about this, about private love versus public love. The notion of a husband and wife really possessing a public love, a private love versus a brother and sister with a public love. So look what he says. He says, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Mi tencha ke'achli. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want you to be like my spouse. You know what I want you to be like? I want you to be like my brother. Why? Perish. Don't be like my spouse. Be like my brother. Because if you're like my brother, then what? Even when you find me on the outside, you'll kiss me. Because brothers will give each other a kiss in the shuk. A brother and sister will give each other a kiss in the shuk in the marketplace. A husband and wife may be more reticent to do so. V'gam lo yevozu li shalo yecherpa. So what's he hear what the pasuk saying? So the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you love me, but here's the deal. I don't want you to love me like a husband loves a wife, because that's a private love. I want you to love me like a brother and a sister, which is a public love. Allow me to see that you love me. Allow me to see in a public fashion that you love me. Allow me to see the love that you have for me manifest in a dramatic, visible fashion. Mi tencha ke'ach. I want you to be like my brother, not like my spouse. Because if you're like my brother, you can kiss me in public and you won't be embarrassed. You could shower your love upon me. You could display your love for me and I won't be embarrassed. It says the Baal Shem Tov. This is what's happening in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikasher hikriv lavo mitzrayimo." So what happens? Avram Avinu was about to go down to Mitzrayim. So remember, again, says Vashon, this is a metaphor. Avram going down to Mitzrayim is a metaphor for what? For our failures in life. When I fail, I descend into Mitzrayim. When I fail, I fall into my personal Egypt. That's Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, narrow straits. Shabbos says, so what do I have to do before I go, before I fall into Egypt? Fasten your rope around you. Here's what I know. We'll say if there's one thing you can count on, is you're going to be making a visit to Egypt sometime soon. Whether you booked your tickets or not, we all fall down into Egypt. I could take that to the bank. That's bivados. So because I know that, I need to create my rope. I need to create my rope. What's my rope? My rope is my spiritual service, my avodah, the things I do day in and day out, that I fashion around my waist, so that even when I fall into the pits of despair of Egypt, I could pull my way out. But what does Avraham Avinu say? It sounds like the Sarah, but it's really to the Shechina, before he goes down to Egypt. Imri na achosiat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I'm asking of you. Tell me that you're my sister. Don't be my spouse. Don't be like a loving husband or a loving wife. Be like my sister. That when I go down to Egypt, allow me to see you in my life. Allow me to feel your love in a discernible way. Allow me to experience you. Allow me to perceive you. It's not just enough for me to know that you're there, but I want to be able to see. I want you to give me a kiss, even in public. Even when I'm in Mitzrayim, I'll work hard to get myself out because I'll have the rope of my spirituality around my waist. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you treat me like a sister, kiss me in public displays of affection, allow me to see in an incontrovertible way that you are truly by my side, that you truly love me, that you truly believe in me, then that public love, together with the rope that I have around my waist, will allow me to get out of even the most narrow straits, will allow me to navigate my way out of my personal Mitzrayim. Shkaya Chavosayim. Okay, Shkaya. Incredible, no?
So, quick question. Abraham Masar.